With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. military preparing to deploy at least 1,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East in the coming days. Meanwhile, President Trump said the U.S. is talking with Iran to end the war, even as Iran denied any negotiations. Iran did fire a dozen missile barrages at Israel. Israel said it struck missile sites and other targets in Iran. Newly sworn-in Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says he's committed to protecting all Americans.
I don't care what color your state is. I don't care if you're red or you're blue. At the end of the day, my job is to be Secretary of Homeland and to protect everybody the same. And we will do that.
Mullen replaces the fired Kristi Noem. Meanwhile, travel disruptions deepen as senators are racing to salvage a proposal to send the or end the Homeland Security shutdown. Democrats refusing to fund the Department of Homeland Security unless it made changes to its immigration and deportation operations. But unpaid Transportation Security Administration workers are failing to show up for shifts. At least 400 have quit altogether. The state of Minnesota files an unprecedented lawsuit against the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security, alleging a lack of cooperation over shootings in Minneapolis.
Minnesota officials are suing the Trump administration, accusing agencies of withholding evidence related to three shootings by federal officers.
The killing of Renee Good, the shooting of Julio Sosa Solis, and the killing of Alex Preddy.
Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says the lawsuit filed in Washington, D.C. is necessary to their investigation.
The federal government has adopted a policy of categorically withholding evidence from us related to shootings involving federal agents during Operation Metro Surge.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Maine will vote on transgenderism.
A ballot initiative going before the people in November will allow them to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and keep them out of female bathrooms and locker rooms. The group Protect Girls Sports in Maine has gathered the necessary signatures to put the measure on the ballot. PGSM says, quote, males are taking away female trophies and invading female safe spaces. This is not a faraway concept. It is happening right here in Maine. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama libraries has decided that all branches have until the end of September to comply with a new rule forbidding books with transgender characters and topics from being kept in children's and teen sections. Parents in the state demanding that the public libraries remove all books promoting the LGBT agenda from places where small children and impressionable adolescents might find them. This is SRN News. Americans' outlook on the job market is increasingly gloomy. That's the bottom line of a newly released Gallup survey. Rich Thomason with a close look at the numbers.
The negative shift may seem at odds with the low unemployment rate, but the findings likely reflect an ongoing hiring drought. Just 28% of workers in a quarterly Gallup survey conducted in the last part of last year said now is a good time to find a job, with 72% saying it's a bad time. Those figures are a sharp turnaround from just a few years ago. In mid-2022, 70% said it was a good time. Rich Thomason reporting.
Georgia lawmakers may require that every public school student be checked for weapons each day. On Monday, a Senate committee advanced a bill pushing it closer to final passage in the state. More details at SRNNews.com.